All right. Good morning, everybody who's tapping in on today. This is Dr. Hope, the Fresh Start. Our Fresh Start show with Dr. Hope. We're excited on today. So let's get ready. Let's go. We're looking for a great time of our show on today. You know, I always say, you know, go get your Fruit Loops, go get your Captain Crunch, go get your coffee, your mocha latte. It's the Fresh Start show with Dr. Hope. Our show is about reform. Our show is about restorative justice. Our show is about people who are incarcerated and people who've been formerly incarcerated. And so we're excited again today to come back at you at our Fresh Start show on 106 The Groove. Make sure you join us every Saturday morning, where this recording will be coming live on tomorrow morning at 7:30. So we're looking for a great time on today. So as you know, we have this show because we know that we incarcerate too many people into prison. We lock up too many black and brown members of our community into prison. It's no secret. As a matter of fact, the United States of America, we incarcerate more people in our country than anybody in the world. And so therefore, many people know I'm the founder and CEO of Fresh Start International. We host the largest public health safety event in the entire state of Arizona. We were successful on October 22nd, when we put on the Fresh Start Expo, where we have the largest public health safety event. We have our city courts, we have our justice courts, superior courts, juvenile courts, public defender, our prosecutor's office, known as the county attorney's office, come together with many other vendors to help people who have been incarcerated, people who have made some bad mistakes. Let me tell you, I know a lot of times we think that we can arrest our way into a solution, or we can incarcerate our way to a solution, but I beg to differ. We have to help people who have made some bad choices get back on their feet, and what better way to do that by giving them a fresh start? We know in Arizona that if you have a felony in this country, and that's like many other states, you are disenfranchised to vote. You lose your power to vote when you are being convicted as a felon in our country. And certainly we have over 200,000 in just our state alone that can't vote because of some bad choices that they made. And so that's what Fresh Start is all about. And this is what we're here. This is the show for our brothers and sisters who's in jail. This is a show for our brothers and sisters who's in prison, whether that's federal prison, state prison. This show is for you. This show is to speak into your issues. I don't think that we take into account that what does incarceration do to people that's been incarcerated. You know, many times, even in our state, we call the prison industry the Department of Corrections. Let me say that again, the Department of Corrections. My question is, what the heck are you correcting? I think prison is more Department of Punishment than it is Department of Corrections. So you hear me talk about all these things all the time. And when a lot of people have completed their sentence after being convicted of a crime, many of them come out with no skills. Many of them come out with no education. Many of them come out with no rehabilitation. Some of our brothers and sisters has been incarcerated, have some mental issues, some mental illnesses, some emotional mood disorders. Our brothers and sisters come out of prison sometimes need rehabilitation, such as addressing addictions that is going on in prison. No one likes to walk around with a life sentence. What do you mean by that? I'm glad you asked me. I'm going to tell you. There's too many people, when they have a felony, it's like a life sentence. Even if you did 2 years in prison, for the rest of your life, you're labeled as a felon. If you do 6 years in prison, if it's a felony conviction, even though you did 6 years in prison, you're going to be punished, and you're going to have the ramifications of those bad choices on your history for the rest of your life if you have a felony. Let me tell you, it's not fun having a felony. It's hard to get a job. It's hard to get employment. It's hard to get housing. And people don't understand how difficult it is that once you are in prison, it's not just about being in prison. It's about also how prison impact your mind. There's studies out there that shows that when you're in prison, it impacts your brain. We have so many people that now says after being being locked up. I got PTSD. I got post-traumatic stress disorder. Or I have some type of psychotic or paranoia symptoms from being in prison, being easily triggered, suffering from dissociation, all kind of different things that a lot of times we don't take into account when it comes to people being in prison. And listen, let me tell you, when you are coming from the communities of color, or when you are African-American and Latino, the numbers is even more crazier for us. And, you know, we know in our county alone, in Pima County, we represent 4 to 5% in population, but we overrepresent 12 to 13%, some even argue 15%, in our county jail. That's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say that. That's crazy. How in the world do we overly represent in the county jail more than our population in our county? That's because of the fact that we have many issues in our justice system, and we need real reform. We need reform on the police side. We need reform on how we indict in the prosecutor's office. We need reform on how we convict. We need reform on bail. We have too many poor people and black and brown people sitting in county jails, can't bail out because they can't afford to. They end up losing their job, losing their house, losing their car, losing their family. I mean, like, we speak into so many of these issues, and these issues are real. And please let us not forget that when we talk about incarceration issues, we also talk about homeless issues, because a lot of those issues intersect together. That many people have been incarcerated who have felonies, that can't get a job, can't get housing, can't put food on the table, can't put a roof over their head. We also opens the door for homelessness in many of our cities and our communities. And so this is the reason why we're here and having this show. This show is to be a platform. It's to be a pulpit. It's to bring energy. It's to bring bravery to talk about the real issues that's at hand in our justice system, from the front end with police all the way to the back end with convictions and sentencing. We know the struggle is certainly real. This is why we also tell our young people that's not doing well in school. I don't think they take into account that there's trajectories being made in the justice system. When you're failing in around the third grade with reading, and there's reading delays, or you show that you're inefficient with reading, you need to realize they're building prisons for you. Oh, let me say that again, and I'm not scared of nobody. This is what this show is about. It's to have real talk and talk about the real issues. I always say, if we don't keep kids behind books, we will put them behind bars. Because if kids are not getting education, we will give them incarceration. Many people, many states are building far more prisons, including private prisons, than they are with schools. Have you ever looked at that? Have you ever asked why? How do we spend $26,000 per inmate in prison, and we only spend about $2,500 on students? Now, call me crazy. I can assume that I know where your heart is where you spend your money at. If you're spending more money on prisons, if you're spending more money on incarceration than you do education, that tells me where your heart is at. This is the reason why when we come to our young people, that yes, look good, look fly, have a little swag, nothing wrong with that, but be educated. Look good, have a little swag, but have some intelligence. If you want to go make the paper, you got to go earn that paper. You got to go and get that degree. You got to go and get that certification. You got to go and make sure that you're doing the things that you need so that we don't have to worry about prison. They're building prisons out here, ladies and gentlemen, like giving out candy. That's because of the fact that we have to take this stuff serious. I'm telling you, let me say again, many people don't understand. If you don't keep our young people behind books, that means making sure they know how to read, making sure that your kids know how to do math. And then not just kids in general, but when I start talking about African-American kids and Latino kids and Native kids, we understand that in the education system, our first impression of what racism and racial bias look like came from the education system. Yes, a black kid and a white kid can commit the same violation in school, and the black and brown kid is going to be suspended 3 to 6 times more than the white student. That's a fact. That's national data. This is the reason why we must understand that we must keep kids in books. They need to be in education. We need to make sure our kids is learning so that they can be able to express their God-given potential and talent, and they can be very, very successful. Listen, the school-to-prison pipeline is real. And I know some of y'all are like, well, what in the world is school-to-prison pipeline? I'm glad you asked, and I'm going to tell you for free. The school-to-prison pipeline is when we navigate kids from the schoolhouse to the jailhouse. And a lot of times, our law enforcement campuses and our SROs, known as school resource officers, have arrested many of our kids and put them on paper arrest and sent them over to the juvenile detention center. And here these kids are 13 and 14 years old, got felonies before they're freaking 18 years old. This is why we have to do better, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we have to take ownership, ladies and gentlemen, in our own communities, in our own congregations, and in our own churches, because the struggle is real. They're building prisons bigger than they are and more than they are building schools. So the more we have to be educating and shedding light in many of these patches of darkness in our communities in regards to incarceration. Let me tell you, going to prison is no joke. There's, I mean, every part of it. I mean, from the part of the entry of going into prison, the part of being locked in a cage and treated like an animal, the struggle is real. The way prison guards treat inmates is real. The way you have to choose a gang affiliation or get shanked or killed or raped is real. I don't think we really understand how this prison system is really impacting our brothers and sisters who are in there. But the point of the matter is that the Fresh Start organization, which I'm the founder of, helps people who have been incarcerated, helps people that's been in jail, helps people that's been in prison to restart their life. I didn't say a second chance. I know we got a lot of second chance initiatives out there, and I'm not knocking it. God bless you with that. But if you be honest, many people have blown a second chance. If you be honest, people have blown a fifth chance, their 10th chance. At some point, if I blew my second chance, can I get a come up? So this is what Fresh Start is about. My vision is, our vision and our mission is, where everyone deserves a new beginning. Where everyone deserves a new beginning, regardless of your faults, regardless of your mistakes, regardless of what has happened. Listen, you still have a fighting chance to change your life. I don't care what your charges is or what your convictions are and the mistakes you've made. If you're breathing, you still have another chance to get your life together. Now, let me be very honest, ladies and gentlemen. There's something called systemic racism and institutional racism, which means that there are systems that are in place to disenfranchise, stigmatize, and marginalize people of color in this community. And if you have a felony on top of that, it's not going to be easy. But just because it is not easy does not mean it is certainly impossible. And so somebody need a fresh word of encouragement and inspiration that have made some choices, that got a felony and don't know what to do, but get frustrated and go back out to the streets hustling again, going back out in the streets selling drugs again, going out in the streets doing all that illegal activity and become a repeated offender. And this is the next problem. After becoming a repeated offender, there's something called psychologically being institutionalized, which means that you're now getting so desensitized that you are getting comfortable of living more of a prison life than a free life. Man. Let me say that again. More people start getting more institutionalized, where they're more comfortable to sit in prison, sit in that cage, be told when to wake up, be told when to go to bed, when told to go to eat, when told permission to go to the bathroom. And that's not the good life. This is what Fresh Start is all about. We have helped many people get their lives together with Fresh Start. Fresh Start is the real deal. We squash warrants. If you got warrants, I bring all the judges to the convention center, city court, justice court, juvenile court, superior court. our county attorney, our public defender, they're all there helping people get on their feet. Just this last event, we helped squash over 200 warrants. We got too many people walking the street looking over their back. We help people get their driver's license back valid. We got too many of us folks, especially us in the hood, driving around looking over our back, you know, could get pulled over by the police and lose everything, lose your car. God forbid if you have a failure to appear because you didn't show up for a court date. Now you got a warrant. And now you get pulled over. Then they told you, we tow your car. We put you in jail. You really don't have any money to bail out because you got to pay your rent. You got to pay your mortgage. You got to pay bills. And you sitting there rotting away. I mean, this is the real deal of when we talk about incarceration. And the struggle is certainly real. And this is why we put on Fresh Start events. Now, we did our big expo in October, but coming into 2023, look out. We're going to be doing some smaller clinics throughout the year. We're going to be helping people to get their driver's license reinstated. I had one lady actually came to my church and said, you know, she was very thankful for me putting on that event because her granddaughter was driving illegal for so many years and getting into legal trouble. And finally, when she went to Fresh Start, the judges that I had at my event reinstated her driver's license. I had another young individual that that had in our community that had $3,000 worth of court fees and fines and tickets. Did y'all hear me? I said $3,000 worth. And one of our judges waived that $3,000 all the way down to $200 and community service. This is the stuff I'm talking about. We're talking about really helping people that need it the most. And that's why I'm excited for this vision. That's why I'm excited about this type of work that I'm doing to help people who've been in prison to actually get a fresh start. Fresh Start helps to impact recidivism. Recidivism is a word that really just speaks into repeated offenders going back to prison. When people keep going back to prison because they don't have any skills, they don't have any education, they never dealt with their addiction, they own meth, they own crack, they own drugs, and so maybe they robbing, maybe they're burglarizing, maybe they're stealing to feed that addiction and then get arrested. You see what I'm saying? And so, but you're in prison, but we never deal with the root cause of why you keep getting in trouble. It's because you are doing drugs to cope with trauma you never dealt with. And so that's a whole nother conversation. But we just keep spinning the wheels, wasting many resources about how people are constantly getting back in trouble. Listen, I want you to know that Fresh Start is here for you. My brothers and sisters who's writing me, sending me letters. Now I'm getting letters from my brothers and sisters in prison saying, Dr. Hope, thank you for this show. This show speaks life into me. I began to lose hope. I began to lose my courage and my motivation. But this is truly a podium, a platform, a pulpit that speaks truth to power. And we have to do better. When people are coming to your churches, politicians coming to your churches talking about they want you to vote for, you need to challenge them about justice reform. You need to hold them accountable about what are you doing to impact bail reform? What are you doing to impact disenfranchised felons from voting? What are you doing to really make impacts? What are we doing to make sure that there's a job and training service for people coming out of prison so that they can have skills in their toolkit to keep food on the table and to keep a roof over their head without figuring that they got to go back out into the streets and hustle and get in trouble all over again? My brothers and sisters, listen, this is this show for you. I thank Frederick, Jason, all you guys, Arlene, I hope I'm saying it right. I think it's Eileen, just sent me a letter from the Department of Corrections saying I'm going to be out in a few months. Listen, this show is about. It's to number one, speak life into your situation. But number two, it is to help you navigate to resources that you need. And we're going to be here for you when you come out. We're going to be able to help you to get the resources that you need when you come out of prison. This is what this show is all about, ladies and gentlemen. So for those that have been reaching out and those that want to contact me, Please feel free to reach me at my email at demond@freshstartint.com. That is Demond. That is spelled D-A-M-O-N-D. Demond@freshstartint.com. I want to hear about you. If you went to my event and you tapped into some resources, or we helped you squash a warrant, or we helped you to get your driver's license reinstated, and you're listening to this show right now, please email me. I want to hear your story. I want to know, how did we help? I want to know, did we really make an impact so that we can be sharing this to somebody else? Again, I want you to be emailing me now. I'm trying to create some engagement. Please feel free to email me at demond@freshstartint.com. Let's talk about it. I truly believe that Fresh Start is the new one-stop shop that we've ever seen in our life. Some of the testimonies I get, someone just said at my church, what Fresh Start put on in October was something I've never seen in my life. I mean, absolutely. As Mayor Romero said when she come and spoke to our event, she said, Fresh Start, Dr. Holden Fresh Start is doing God's work. And I truly believe that this is what this is about. But we got far more people we need to reach. We still need to be reaching more into the communities of color, in indigenous communities, and poor communities where we know incarceration is high, where traffic stops are higher. Police officers pull black and brown people over more than in any other ethnicity. The contact between communities of color and police is always higher. We have to deal with those different things. And we have to also have the courage to speak about those things and speak into those things if we plan to be making a change in our city, in our communities, in our congregation, and at some point in our nation. At this point, many people are now asking for a fresh start in Chicago. And what can a fresh start look like in Atlanta? What can a fresh start look like in L.A.? It's no secret what can happen when we all come together and realize that people that have been in prison, for the most part, really wants a change, really wants a step up, really wants a come up, really just want an opportunity. And it is our job to make sure that we're doing that. And if we're pastors and if we have churches and we have ministries, that's the much more we need to be doing for this community. Many incarcerated people that have been in prison go to many of our churches, and we need to make sure that we are getting them the access and the opportunities that they need to be able to move forward. So listen, I want you to reach out to me. I want to hear from you. Again, that's my email, demond@freshstartint.com. We want to hear from you. If you went to our event and you or maybe a friend, community member, family member was impacted by Fresh Start, they were able to get some warrants squashed, get their license back reinstated, or maybe we helped you to get your marijuana conviction expunged or your conviction set aside or restoration of your voting rights. I mean, we offer so much. Or we also did a job fair at the convention center and helped many people. So we really want you to reach out to us. I love to hear from you because the more you speak to us, the more we can get better, the better we learn to make our events even more efficient and promising and impactful. So I do want to hear from you. So again, that email is demond@freshstartint.com. And for those that send letters over to us, the proper address to send it to is 1830 East Broadway, Suite 124-266, Tucson, Arizona 85719. We did get some letters that came with the wrong address, so please make sure that you're getting the right address. Not 18 East Broadway, it is 1830 East Broadway. So make sure you're getting that information back to us. Look, my time is running out. Listen, it was great again seeing everybody on our broadcast. You can also go to the 106 website and see our show is also a podcast on YouTube, on Google, and all those things. Let's spread the word around. It's not just limited to here in Arizona, but this show is also a podcast where the whole world can see. But look, we're here. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't quit. Keep fighting. Keep fighting to the end. Don't let somebody's rejection kill your motivation and inspiration. Keep going. The sky is the limit, and all things are possible to them that believe. And so keep believing. Have the faith, knowing that God is able, and keep your faith, and don't give up. Don't quit. Listen, Fresh Start is here. We're here every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m., and we're looking forward to seeing you on next Saturday. My time is far spent. We on out of here, but God bless you. Keep fighting on, and this is where we believe that no matter what has happened in your past, we believe that everybody deserves a fresh start. God bless.